Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. First session of 18th Lok Sabha to begin today with oath-taking ceremony of newly elected members. Home Minister Amit Shah asks India Meteorological Department and the Central Water Commission to upgrade the forecast system of water levels of rivers for better flood management. Economic Offence Unit arrests 13 people in connection with NEET UG paper leak case in Bihar. Government to launch fourth tranche of auction for critical and strategic minerals blocked today. And India take on Australia in their final Super 8 match in the T20 World Cup this evening. And now the news in detail. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will begin from today. During the session, the oath and affirmation of newly elected members will take place. Senior BJP MP Bharthru Hari Mehtab, who has been appointed as the pro tem speaker, will administer the oath to the newly elected Lok Sabha members. The election of the new Lok Sabha speaker will be held on Wednesday, while President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament on Thursday. The session of the Rajya Sabha will commence on Thursday. The Parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. We have a report.
Ahead of the sitting of the Lok Sabha, Pro Tem Speaker Bharthari Hari Mehtab will be administered oath by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. When the Lok Sabha will assemble, Mr. Mehtab will first call upon Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is the leader of the Lok Sabha, to take oath as the member of the House. After that, the panel of chairpersons appointed to assist Mr. Mehtab in running the proceedings of the House till the election of the Speaker will be administered oath. This will be followed by the oath of Union Ministers who have been elected as the members of the Lok Sabha. Thereafter, other newly elected members will be called to take oath alphabetically as per the state names. The session is taking place in the backdrop of controversies over NEET and some other examinations, and even though it will be the first session of the new Lok Sabha, it seems that the opposition is not in the mood to let the examination issue go. Divakar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju welcomed all the newly elected members of Parliament to the 18th Lok Sabha set to begin today. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju assured his availability to assist the members. He further looked forward for coordinating to run the House. Home Minister Amit Shah has directed the India Meteorological Department and the Central Water Commission that effort should be made to upgrade the forecast system of water level of rivers for better flood management. Chairing a high-level meeting to review the preparedness of flood management in New Delhi, he also reviewed long-term measures to formulate a comprehensive and far-reaching policy to mitigate the menace of floods in the country. He directed that IMD's alerts regarding lightning strikes should be disseminated to the public through SMS, TV, FM radio, and other mediums. He emphasized on the need to integrate weather, rainfall, and flood warning-related apps developed by various departments. Mr. Shah said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the country's disaster management is moving forward with zero casualty approach. The Home Minister asked the India Meteorological Department and the Central Water Commission to complete the process of recalibrating all the equipment used in flood forecast. He also directed to ensure that floodgates of all the major dams are in good condition. He said that the flood monitoring centers of the CWC should be in accordance with the country's requirements and of international standards. The Economic Offence Unit, EOU, of Bihar Police yesterday said that the NEET UG examination paper was leaked by a professional interstate organized gang from Hazaribagh in Jharkhand. The EOU said 13 members of this organized gang have been arrested by SIT, which is investigating the case. In a press statement issued yesterday, the EOU said that the paper leak case occurred due to tampering in the Standard Operating Procedure SOP of transportation, storage, handover and takeover laid by the National Testing Agency NTA. We have more from our correspondent.
The Economic Offence Unit has said that during the investigation, several procedural lapses were found about the confidentiality and secrecy of NEET UG examination question papers at Hazaribagh Examination Center. The investigation agency said the leaked question papers reached in Bihar through an organized criminal gang of Sanjeev Kumar alias Lutan Mukhya. The EOU is also verifying the chain of custody of question papers to ascertain that exact timing and level of leak of question papers in Hazaribagh. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
The investigation agency said from the analysis, the SIT has found that the question which reached Patna before the date of entrance examination originally belonged to the examination center of Oasis School, Kallu Chowk in Mandai Road in Hazaribagh. The EOU said that two kingpins of the paper leak case have been arrested. One of the mastermind, Baldev Kumar alias Chintu, was arrested yesterday from Deoghar in Jharkhand. And in news just in, the Nanded Anti-Terrorist Squad ATS detained Sanjay Tukaram Jadhav and Jaleel Omar Khan Pathan on suspicion of their involvement in the NEET paper leak case. Both of them are teachers at Zilla Parishad schools and run private coaching institutes in Latur. Also, a case has been registered against a total of four named Irana Mashnaji Kongalwar and Gangadhar Delhi at Shivaji Nagar Police Station in Latur. A case has been registered against these four under sections 3, 5, 4 and 10 of Latur's the Public Examination Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024 and sections 420, 120B of the Indian Penal Code. On the recent steps taken by the Union Education Ministry in connection with the NEET UG examination, University Grants Commission UGC Chairman M. Jagdesh Kumar said that the government is taking proactive steps to protect the students' future. Talking to Akashwani News, UGC Chairman said that the government has taken several steps in the last few days to maintain the credibility of examination in the country. He said that a committee has also been formed consisting of eminent experts.
We need to protect the integrity and fairness of our entrance examinations because lakhs of students, they prepare very hard and attend these examinations for admission in various universities and colleges. Therefore, it is in our top of our mind to make sure that the examinations are conducted smoothly. That is the reason why the government has taken several steps. A new Director General has been appointed for National Testing Agency. The government has formed a high-level committee headed by Dr. Radhakrishnan. This committee will review the entire functioning of the NTA to restructure the NTA for efficient performance.
Delhi University Vice Chancellor Professor Yogesh Singh also lauded the government's steps, saying that it was necessary. Talking to Akashwani News, Professor Singh said that he believes that the government will not allow anyone to play with the students' future. He said that all people should have faith in the government.
It is our responsibility to provide right kind of environment for our students, those who are working very hard for such tests. We do understand and I am very hopeful that from the next academic year, there will not be any confusion and chaos in the system. But now, because the number of students are not satisfied with their marks and there are serious issues also, that's why Government of India has decided to start an investigation by the CBI.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store.
Welcome back to the morning news. Union Minister of Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy and Minister of State for Coal and Mines Satish Chandra Dubey will launch the fourth tranche of auction of critical and strategic mineral blocks today in New Delhi. The minister said that the occasion will also include handing over of certificates to two notified private exploration agencies. It further said that to increase the efficiency in extraction of mineral resources and in its conversion into viable economic alloys and metals, sanction letters of grant will be handed over to startups and research and development institutes. Schemes for partial reimbursement of exploration expenses by exploration license holders is also scheduled to be announced. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with his United Arab Emirates counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan in Abu Dhabi yesterday. Sharing about the same in a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that productive and deep conversations took place on the ever-growing comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. He also appreciated the discussion and insights of his UAE counterpart on regional and global issues. In Russia, gunmen attacked two places of worship in the cities of Debent and Makhekhala of North Caucasus region. The attack resulted in the deaths of at least 7 police officers, a security guard and a priest. The attacks occurred yesterday during the Orthodox festival of Pentecost and added a tragic note to the religious celebrations. 6 of the attackers have been killed and police are actively searching for others involved. Srinagar city of Jammu and Kashmir has been officially recognized as the World Crafts City by the World Crafts Council. This prestigious honor underscores the city's rich heritage and the exceptional skills of its artisans, whose dedication and artistry have earned global acclaim. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has expressed his heartfelt congratulations on this monumental achievement, stating that this recognition is a testament to the hard work and exceptional talent of the artisans. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over South India for the next 5 days. The southwest monsoon has advanced into some more parts of Arabian Sea, Gujarat, parts of Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Odisha and Jharkhand. It is likely to advance further in the next few days. Light rainfall at many places accompanied with isolated thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds is likely today over west Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds is very likely over Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand and Odisha during the next 5 days. In northeastern India and West Bengal, heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue to prevail for the next 5 days. Talking to Akashwani News, Senior Scientist IMD R.K. Germany said,
heavy rainfall mainly the Gujarat is reporting and Madhya Pradesh, and we have given the heavy rainfall warning for west coast covering Karnataka, Kerala and Konkan and Goa, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh. Monsoon progress, currently the monsoon line passes through Viravel, that is Gujarat, and then Vidisha, Madhya Pradesh, and then further Chaibasai eastward to Bihar. During next 2 to 3 days, almost all part of Gujarat and remaining part of Madhya Pradesh and some parts of East Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand will be covered.
In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India will play against Australia today in their Super 8 at the Darren Sammy National Cricket Stadium, Gros Islet, St. Lucia at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And in our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight at 9:30 p.m. we'll bring you an insightful discussion on tackling the menace of drug abuse with Neeraj Gupta, Deputy Director General, NCB, and Dr. Lokesh Shekhawat, RML Hospital. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our guests regarding various aspects of menace of drug abuse. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-233-1444, 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Nishit. CBI files FIR, sends team to Bihar and Gujarat to probe NEET irregularities is headlined by all the leading dailies. Resurgent opposition set to push government for answers as 18th Lok Sabha session starts today is the top story in the Indian Express. Home Minister Amit Shah asks flood monitoring centres to comply with global standards is the cover page story in the Statesman. 2 Cobra personnel martyred in IED blast triggered by Naxals in Sukma of Chhattisgarh reports the Pioneer. With flight safety at risk, AAI to curb use of laser lights near airports, says a report in the Tribune. Government considering proposal to set up a separate bank for direct lending to MSMEs, headlines the Financial Express. And finally, standard deduction under new income tax regime may be raised, reports the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we close the headlines once again. First session of the 18th Lok Sabha to begin today with oath-taking ceremony of the newly elected members. Home Minister Amit Shah asks India Meteorological Department and the Central Water Commission to upgrade the forecast system of water levels of rivers for better flood management. Economic Offence Unit arrests 13 people in connection with the NEET UG paper leak case in Bihar. government to launch fourth tranche of auction for critical and strategic minerals block today, and India to take on Australia in their final Super 8 match in T20 World Cup this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.